Morning, beloved. Luke's Gospel, the 22nd chapter, 31st and 32nd verses read, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus shared a classified cosmic conversation between the eternal and the evil one. And what is interesting is not the request to sift Peter by Satan. What is interesting is that the request was granted by God. But the request nor the permission to sift Peter are the most important points of this pericope. The most important part here are woven together in six words of hope uttered by heaven's hero. Jesus said to Peter, "But I have prayed for you." Somebody listening to me right now is going through a season of sifting. I don't know who you are, but somebody is going through a season of sifting on your job or in your home. Somebody is experiencing a season of sifting in your professional career or your personal life. Somebody is experiencing a season of sifting in your relationship, your marriage, or your family life. All of us experience a season of sifting in our lives. But can I encourage you today with six words of hope from heaven's hero? Jesus told Peter before he got in his sifting season, "But I have prayed for you." Unless you think that these words were only for Peter, Hebrews says that after he, Jesus, had by himself made purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven, and that he, Jesus, ever liveth to make intercession for you and for me. Jesus is praying for you also. And can I encourage you a little further by reminding you that nobody can pray like Jesus, not mama, not daddy, not spouse or sibling. Jesus prayed one day and the heavens opened as the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove, and God's voice broke through saying, "This is my beloved son, listen to him," because nobody can pray like Jesus. Jesus prayed over two fish and five loaves of bread one day, and when he got through praying over it, there was more than enough for over 5,000 men and another 5,000 women and children, because nobody can pray like Jesus. Jesus prayed Lazarus back from a four-day tomb, because nobody can pray like Jesus. Jesus prayed in a garden of Gethsemane as sweat like drops of blood fell from his brow. And when he got through praying, God dispatched an angel to strengthen him, because nobody can pray like Jesus. And that, and on that cross of Calvary, Jesus prayed his own spirit back into his Father's hands. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," because nobody can pray like Jesus. And that same Jesus is praying for you and for me. And can I tell you, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Nobody. Nobody. So please encourage somebody else today with these six words of hope. But Jesus is praying for you. Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty. So be encouraged, because Jesus is praying for you.